Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foyt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. James takes first base on ball four. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. James moves to second. One out. Jim McAndrew now pitching. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Holtzman takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger is called out on strikes. two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James scores. Holtzman moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin hits a fly ball towards right. Hickman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hickman. Clendenin moves to third. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clendenin scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Cubs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Foy moves to second. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Hyatt for a passed ball. Foy moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, James hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Jorgensen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Cubs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Clendenin moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Clendenin moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Holtzman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Don Cardwell now pitching. Johnny Callison pinch hits for Ernie Banks. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Callison is walked intentionally. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing first base. Johnny Callison now playing right field. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Jim Colburn now pitching. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ken Boswell now playing second base. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Colburn strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing shortstop. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin catches it and steps on first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clendenon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.